Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today we are going to be looking into this whole let them theory thing.
Okay.
Yeah, let them theory. So this is something that Mel Robbins has been talking about and writing about, and you know, she's got a lot of people kind of interested in it.
Yeah.
And I know you've been reading up on it and kind of looking into it.
I have been, yeah.
So what's the big idea here? What is this let them theory all about?
Well, I mean, the basic premise is that, you know, we as humans,
yeah,
we like to think that we're in control of our lives.
Totally, yeah.
And that we can kind of manage everything and make everything go according to plan.
Mm-hmm.
But the let them theory really kind of flips that on its head and says, you know,
yeah,
maybe if you want to experience more peace and freedom,
mm-hmm,
maybe if you want to actually achieve the things that you want to achieve in life,
mm-hmm,
you need to kind of let go of that need to control everything.
Huh. Interesting. So you're saying instead of like white knuckling it through life.
Yeah.
We should just kind of loosen our grip a little bit.
Exactly.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
That's a pretty radical idea when you think about it.
It is. It's counterintuitive to everything that we're kind of taught.
Yeah. I mean, we're raised to believe that success comes from, you know, hard work and determination,
yeah,
and,
right,
and like you said, being in control.
Yeah.
So to kind of flip that around and say, you know, maybe the key is actually letting go.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big shift in thinking.
It is a huge shift. Mm. And I think that's why it's so fascinating to people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wait a minute.
Mm.
If I'm not controlling everything, then what happens?
Right.
What happens to my life?
Right. What happens to all the things that I'm trying so hard to control?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where does this whole idea even come from?
Well, Mel Robbins, she actually developed this theory from her own struggles.
Oh, interesting. So this isn't just some like, you know, theoretical concept she came up with.
No, no, it's very much rooted in her own experience. She was feeling super overwhelmed, like so many of us do.
Yeah.
By the constant pressure to manage every aspect of her life, mm, you know, her work, her family, her relationships, everything. And,
sure.
And she was like, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't sustainable. I can't keep
right,
white knuckling it through life like this.
Totally. Yeah, I think a lot of us can relate to that feeling of overwhelm. Like,
yeah,
we're constantly juggling so many different things and trying to keep all the balls in the air, and
yeah,
it's exhausting.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, from that place of overwhelm, she started exploring a different approach.
Okay.
And that's how the let them theory was born.
So it's born out of real life experience, not just some, you know, abstract concept.
It's abstract.
Exactly.
Okay. But how does it actually work? Right. What's the logic behind letting go?
Well, the theory is rooted in the idea that we waste a lot of energy trying to control things that are ultimately beyond our influence.
Right.
You know, other people's actions, uh-huh, external events.
Mm-hmm. Even our own emotions sometimes,
yeah,
you know, and the let them theory encourages us to redirect that energy inward.
Okay.
Focusing on what we can control.
Okay.
Our own responses, our choices, our personal growth.
So it's not about becoming passive or giving up entirely. It's more about choosing our battles wisely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing our limitations.
Oh, okay.
And that's where the concept of locus of control comes in.
Locus of control. Okay, now you're getting all psychological on me.
Well, it's a psychological theory, but it's actually very relevant to the let them theory.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this locus of control business.
Okay, so it was developed by this guy, Julian B. Rotter. And essentially, it explains how our beliefs about what we can and cannot control impact our lives.
Okay. So is it like an internal GPS for our sense of control?
That's a great analogy.
Okay.
Yeah, because essentially there are two types of locus of control.
Okay.
Internal and external.
Got it.
An internal locus of control means you believe your actions and choices shape your outcomes, while an external locus of control suggests that you believe outside forces like fate or other people are in the driver's seat.
Ah, I see. So if I'm constantly blaming other people or circumstances for my problems,
yeah,
that would indicate an external locus of control.
That's a good example. Yeah.
Okay. And if I believe that I have the power to create change in my life,
uh-huh,
that would be more of an internal locus of control.
Exactly.
Got it. So it sounds like let them theory is all about shifting towards a more internal locus of control.
Yeah, you got it.
Instead of feeling helpless and overwhelmed by external factors, you take ownership of what you can influence.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that while we can't control everything that happens to us,
right,
we can control how we respond to those events.
Okay. That's empowering.
It is. And that shift in perspective can be incredibly powerful.
I can see that. So if we're letting go of trying to control everything external, what are we supposed to focus on instead? Where do we put all that energy we've freed up?
Well, the theory emphasizes the importance of focusing on your own personal growth and well-being.
Okay.
It's about investing in yourself, developing your skills, nurturing your relationships, and creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling to you.
So it's not about becoming passive or indifferent to the world around us.
Right.
It's more about choosing where we direct our energy and attention.
Exactly. It's about becoming more intentional with our choices and our actions.
Okay.
We're not throwing our hands up in defeat. We're becoming strategic about where we invest our precious time and energy.
All right. So we're not just letting everything go willy-nilly. There's still a sense of purpose and direction.
Absolutely. There's still a lot of action involved.
Yeah.
But it's a different kind of action. It's action that's aligned with your values, your goals, and your overall well-being.
This is where I think some people might get tripped up. Doesn't letting go also involve detaching from our emotions? How do we stay engaged in life and our relationships if we're not letting ourselves fully feel?
That's a really important question, and it brings up a common misconception about let them theory. You see, emotional detachment in this context isn't about becoming numb or suppressing our feelings.
Okay.
It's more about creating a healthy boundary between our emotions and the actions of others.
So instead of getting swept up in someone else's drama or letting their negativity dictate our mood, we're learning to observe those emotions without letting them control us.
Precisely.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I can see how this could apply to so many different areas of life.
Absolutely. It's relevant to our personal relationships, our work lives, our interactions with family and friends. Really, any situation where we might feel the urge to control or fix things that are outside of our control.
Okay, I'm starting to get the bigger picture here. But before we dive into specific applications, let's just kind of recap those core principles of let them theory. Again, I want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Great idea.
Yeah.
So the first principle is recognizing that we can't control everything, which we've already touched on.
Right.
The second is prioritizing our well-being, making our own mental, emotional, and physical health a top priority.
Okay.
The third is releasing the energy spent on trying to manage others.
Yeah.
Accepting that they have their own paths and choices.
Yeah.
And finally, creating healthy boundaries in our relationships.
Okay.
Communicating our needs and limits clearly.
Those principles are surprisingly straightforward.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling putting them into practice is where the real work begins. It's one thing to understand the theory, but how do we actually start letting go of that deep-seated need for control?
That's where it gets really interesting, and that's what we'll explore next.
Okay.
We'll delve into the practical steps, the real-world applications, and even the science behind why letting go could be so transformative.
All right, I'm ready to dive deeper. This is where I think we'll start uncovering those aha moments that can really help us make meaningful changes in our lives.
Sounds good. Okay, so we've laid the groundwork, you know, understanding the why behind let them theory.
Right.
But now let's get into the how.
Yeah, the how.
How do we actually put this into practice?
Mm-hmm. Right, because it's one thing to talk about letting go.
Right.
But it's another thing entirely to actually do it.
Exactly. Our brains are wired for patterns.
Yeah.
And that need for control, that can feel really, really deeply ingrained.
Oh, yeah. It's like that old saying, old habits die hard.
Exactly.
But I'm guessing Mel Robbins wouldn't just leave us hanging without some tools to help us break free from those old patterns.
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
One of the most powerful tools she offers is simple awareness.
Okay.
It starts with noticing.
And noticing.
Those moments when you're trying to control something, a situation, a person, even an outcome.
Okay.
Just pause and say to yourself, let them.
Let them.
Let them.
It sounds almost too easy.
I know.
But I guess the power is in that conscious interruption, the moment of choice.
Yeah. You're creating a space between the stimulus, the thing that triggers you need to control, and your response.
Yeah.
And in that space, you have the opportunity to choose a different path.
Yeah.
One that aligns with the principles of let them theory.
So it's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and taking back control of the wheel.
I love that analogy. That's perfect.
Okay. So we've hit the pause button.
Okay.
What's next? How do we actually start letting go?
Well, one of the key strategies that she talks about is setting healthy boundaries.
Boundaries. Okay.
This means communicating your needs and limits clearly and respectfully, both to yourself and to others.
So it's not about building walls or shutting people out.
No, it's not about that.
Okay.
It's about defining a healthy space where everyone can thrive.
Okay. I like that. So it's like creating a framework for respectful interaction.
Exactly.
One that allows for autonomy.
yeah.
and individual expression
uh-huh.
while still maintaining connection and support.
That's a great way to put it.
I can see how this could be especially helpful in parent-child relationships.
Oh, absolutely.
Which can often feel like a constant
power struggle.
Power struggle. Yeah. I mean, you know, the source material mentions that a whopping 27% of families in the U.S. have at least one parent who isn't speaking to their adult child.
It's heartbreaking.
That's a lot of families.
It is.
And it really highlights how that need for control can actually damage even the most important relationships.
Absolutely. Because when we try to control our children,
yeah.
we're essentially saying that we don't trust them to make their own choices.
Right.
And that can be really, really damaging to their self-esteem and to the relationship.
Yeah. And I think sometimes as parents, we have these, you know, preconceived notions of who our kids should be
right.
and what path they should take in life.
Yes.
And when they deviate from that path,
yeah.
we panic.
We do. And we try to reel them back in.
Right. Right.
And let them theory. Encourages a different approach, one that focuses on understanding rather than control.
So instead of trying to mold them into a mini-me, you're giving them the space to become their own unique selves.
Exactly.
Even if it means making mistakes along the way.
Yeah, because that's how we learn.
Right.
We learn through our mistakes.
Yeah.
And we learn through our experiences.
And by letting go,
yeah.
we're actually giving them the opportunity
exactly.
to learn and grow.
And to become more resilient and independent.
You know, I remember when my younger brother went through his rebellious phase.
Wow.
My parents and I, we were constantly butting heads with him,
mm-hmm.
trying to control his every move, you know, what he wore, who he hung out with,
right.
what time he came home.
It's a common experience.
It created so much tension and resentment in our family.
It does.
And looking back, I wish we had understood let them theory. Yeah. Then it might have saved us all a lot of heartache.
Absolutely. Because when we approach relationships
yeah.
with a sense of needing to fix or change the other person,
yeah.
that approach rarely leads to positive outcomes.
Right. We end up pushing them away
exactly.
instead of bringing them closer.
Exactly. Let them theory encourages us to accept people for who they are, flaws and all.
That's a tough one.
It is. It's a tough one.
But it's so important.
It's essential for healthy relationships.
Yeah. This makes me think about those friendships where you're constantly giving advice.
Yeah.
Or trying to solve your friend's problems.
Right.
And I'm realizing that sometimes the best thing you can do is just listen
it's
without
all...
judgment.
Yes.
And offer support without trying to take control.
You're absolutely right. And the source material touches on this.
Does it?
Yeah. It highlights the importance of non-judgmental listening in friendships.
Okay.
It's about creating a safe space where your friends feel heard and validated
mm-hmm.
without the pressure to change or conform to your expectations.
That's a great point. And I'm guessing this applies to work relationships as well.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, who hasn't had that micromanaging boss who sucks the joy out of every project?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So instead of dictating every detail,
yeah.
you're giving your team members the autonomy
Yes.
to make decisions and take ownership of their work.
Precisely.
And that creates a more positive and productive work environment.
Absolutely. Hmm. Because when people feel trusted and respected,
yeah.
they're more likely to be engaged and motivated.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like that old saying, you know, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day.
Hmm.
Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime.
Exactly.
It's about empowerment.
It is.
Not control.
Exactly.
You know, it's fascinating how this one concept
Yeah.
can have such a ripple effect
uh-huh.
across different areas of life.
I know, it's amazing. Yeah.
It's not just about personal growth. It's about transforming the way we interact with the world around us.
That's what makes let them theory so revolutionary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but let's be realistic.
Okay.
There are times when action is necessary, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
we can't just let everything go unchecked.
Right.
What about situations where someone's actions are harmful
yeah.
or boundaries are being crossed? Does let them theory still apply in those cases?
That's a great question, and it brings up an important nuance.
Mm-hmm.
Let them theory isn't about being passive or indifferent in the face of injustice or harm.
Okay.
It's about choosing our battles wisely.
So it's about discernment.
Yes.
Understanding when to let go
right.
and when to stand our ground.
Exactly. And the source material is very clear about this.
Is it?
Yeah, it states that there are absolutely times when we need to act.
Okay.
When someone's actions are dangerous,
mm-hmm.
when boundaries are broken,
yeah.
when our rights are violated, mm. or when we need to stand up for ourselves or others.
Okay.
In those instances, asserting ourselves and taking appropriate action is crucial.
So it's not about being a doormat.
No, not at all.
It's about finding that balance between acceptance and action.
Exactly.
Between letting go and taking a stand when necessary.
It's a nuanced approach
okay.
that requires self-awareness, discernment, and a willingness to challenge our ingrained patterns of control.
It's a journey, not a destination.
It is a journey.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
The core principles, practical applications, yeah. even some of the potential challenges.
Uh-huh.
But I'm still curious about the science behind all of this.
Okay.
The source material mentions research from institutions like the University of Texas and Harvard Business School.
Yes.
What exactly are they finding?
Well, these studies are exploring the psychological and physiological impacts of letting go of control.
Okay.
They're finding that let them theory is more than just a feel-good philosophy.
Okay.
It's a framework that can lead to tangible improvements in our well-being.
So it's not just about feeling better.
Right.
It's about actual changes in the way our brains and bodies function.
Exactly. For example, research is showing that when we let go of the need to control everything, our stress levels decrease.
That makes sense, because when you think about it, that constant need to control is incredibly stressful.
It is. It's like carrying around this heavy weight all the time.
Yeah, and when we release that weight,
yeah.
we create space for peace and relaxation.
Exactly. And the source material mentions that over 15 million people have reported feeling more peace and freedom.
Wow, 15 million people.
I know, that's a lot of people.
That's a pretty compelling testament to the power of letting go.
It is, and it's not just anecdotal evidence.
Huh.
Researchers are observing real changes in brain activity and hormone levels that support these claims.
So there's actual scientific evidence to back this up.
There is.
That's fascinating. So letting go can actually rewire our brains.
It can.
For more happiness and resilience.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. But I'm also wondering about the impact on relationships.
Okay.
Does the science back up the idea that letting go can lead to stronger connections?
It does. Studies are showing that when we release the need to control our loved ones,
yeah.
we create a more secure and supportive environment for them to thrive.
Okay.
And this fosters trust, authenticity, and deeper emotional intimacy.
So instead of creating distance and resentment, which often happens when we try to control others,
yeah.
letting go actually brings us closer.
Exactly. It allows for genuine connection.
Okay.
Based on mutual respect and understanding.
And that connection, in turn, contributes to our overall sense of well-being and happiness.
Absolutely. It's a win-win situation.
All right. I'm sold on the science.
Good.
But I'm also curious about the personal side of things.
Okay.
I mean, Mel Robbins developed this theory from her own experience.
Yes, she did.
And the source material mentions countless stories of people whose lives have been transformed by let them theory.
Yes.
What are some of those stories that really stand out to you?
Well, one that comes to mind is the story of a marketing executive.
Okay.
Who was constantly exhausted from trying to manage everyone's emotions at work.
Oh, I know that type. The classic people pleaser.
Exactly.
Who ends up burning themselves out trying to keep everyone happy.
Yes. And this woman was at her wit's end.
Yeah, okay.
She was stressed, resentful, and completely drained.
Yeah.
But then she discovered let them theory. And it was like a light bulb went off.
So what happened? How did she start applying the theory?
Well, she started by noticing her own patterns.
Okay.
She realized that she was constantly trying to control situations and outcomes that were beyond her control.
Uh-huh.
And she was exhausting herself in the process.
Right.
So she started practicing the let them mantra.
Okay.
Consciously choosing to release her grip on those things she couldn't influence.
And did it work? Did she start to feel less stressed and overwhelmed?
She did. She started setting boundaries,
mm-hmm.
communicating her needs more clearly, and focusing on her own well-being rather than trying to manage everyone else's emotions.
And how did that go?
The results were amazing.
Yeah.
Her stress levels decreased, her energy increased, and her relationships at work actually improved.
So by letting go of control, she actually gained more control over her own life and well-being.
Exactly. It's a paradox, isn't it?
It is. It's like the less we try to control, yeah. the more we actually end up in control.
It's counterintuitive, but it's true.
Okay. I'm feeling inspired. But I have to admit, I'm also feeling a little overwhelmed.
I understand.
There's so much to this theory.
Yeah.
And it feels like a big shift in thinking.
It is a big shift.
Where do we even begin to implement it in our own lives?
That's a great question, and it's one we'll explore in more depth in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll break down the steps you can take to start incorporating Let Them Theory into your daily life.
All right. I'm ready for those practical tips. I'm feeling motivated to start letting go of what's no longer serving me and embrace a more fulfilling way of being.
That's the spirit.
Okay, so we've talked about the why of Let Them Theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know why it's important to let go of control.
Right.
And we've explored the how, some of the practical strategies for actually doing it.
Yeah.
But what's really hitting home for me now
mm-hmm.
is just how many people have actually benefited from this.
Right.
You know, 15 million people
yeah.
who have found more peace and freedom
yeah.
by embracing this idea of letting go.
It's incredible.
That's huge. So clearly there's something to this.
Yeah, it really speaks to a deep human need.
Yeah.
I think we all want to feel like we're in control
mm.
of our lives, but
yeah.
so often we misdirect that energy.
Right.
Towards things that we can't actually control.
Right. It's like we're trying to control the weather.
Exactly.
Or the traffic.
Yeah, or other people's behavior.
Yeah, and all that does is create more stress and frustration.
Absolutely.
So Let Them Theory is about recognizing that.
Uh-huh.
And surrendering to what is.
It's about focusing on what we can control.
Okay.
Our own choices.
Yeah.
Our responses, yeah. our own personal growth.
Okay, so it's not about being passive.
Yeah.
It's about being intentional.
Exactly.
It's about choosing where we direct our energy.
Yeah.
And focusing on what truly matters.
And that brings us to the practical side of things.
Okay, let's talk about that. Because we've discussed some general strategies mm-hmm. like setting boundaries and practicing non-judgmental listening.
Right.
But are there specific steps we can take?
Yes, to start implementing Let Them Theory in our daily lives.
Absolutely. One of the simplest but most effective techniques is that Let Them mantra we discussed earlier.
Right. Just like say it out loud.
Yeah.
Let them.
Let them. Easy peasy.
It sounds simple.
Yeah.
But it can be incredibly powerful.
Okay, so when I'm feeling that urge to control,
yeah.
I can literally just say to myself,
exactly.
And that will help.
It creates a pause.
Okay.
A space between the stimulus and your response.
Okay. So it's like a circuit breaker.
Yeah.
It interrupts that automatic reaction.
Exactly.
To try and control everything.
And it gives you a chance to choose a different path.
Okay. I like that. What about those deeper seated patterns of control?
Yeah.
You know, the ones that feel like they're wired into our DNA.
Right. Well, that's where mindfulness practices can be incredibly helpful.
Mindfulness.
The source material emphasizes the importance of cultivating present moment awareness.
Okay.
So things like meditation,
mm-hmm.
deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few moments to connect with your senses.
Okay.
Can help you become more attuned to your thoughts,
yeah.
your feelings, and your physical sensations.
So instead of getting swept away by my anxiety,
yeah.
I'm learning to observe it
right.
without judgment.
Exactly.
And bring myself back to the present moment.
That's the key.
This is starting to sound a lot like therapy.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because mm-hmm. the source material actually mentions a psychotherapist named Gloria Zhang.
Okay.
Who has been using Let Them Theory with her clients.
Yeah.
And she even dedicated a whole podcast to it.
So it's definitely something that therapists are starting to incorporate into their practice.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. Okay, so we've got the Let Them mantra.
Uh-huh.
And we've got mindfulness practices.
Yeah.
What other tools can we add to our Let Them Theory toolkit?
Another powerful strategy is focusing on your own personal growth.
Oh, okay.
Remember, the theory emphasizes shifting our energy
uh-huh.
from trying to control others to investing in ourselves.
Okay, so instead of obsessing over what other people are doing or
yeah.
how situations are unfolding,
mm-hmm.
I'm channeling that energy into becoming the best version of myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about reclaiming your power and directing it towards something that is truly within your control.
Your own growth and evolution.
Yeah.
This reminds me of that marketing executive we talked about.
Yes.
You know, by letting go of the need to manage everyone else's emotions, she was able to focus on her own well-being.
Yeah.
And she actually ended up having more positive relationships as a result.
It's a great example of how Let Them Theory can create a win-win situation.
Totally. Okay. This is starting to feel less like a theory
mm-hmm.
and more like a practical roadmap.
Yes.
For creating a more fulfilling and less stressful life.
That's the goal.
But I have to be honest, letting go of control can be scary.
It can be.
How do we deal with those fears that inevitably come up?
Well, it's important to acknowledge those fears, first of all. They're natural. We're often afraid of what will happen if we let go.
Yeah.
Afraid of losing control, afraid of things falling apart.
Right.
But the paradox is that by clinging so tightly to control, we often create the very outcomes that we fear.
So it's like that old saying, what we resist persists.
Exactly.
The more we try to control, the more chaotic and unpredictable life feels.
It's true.
So let them theory is about embracing uncertainty and trusting in the process of life.
It's about recognizing that we don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
That we can't predict the future.
Mm.
And that's okay.
That's a tough one. But it's so freeing when you can actually embrace that.
It is. It's about surrendering to the unknown.
Yeah.
And having faith that we can navigate whatever challenges come our way.
I think that's a great place to wrap up our deep dive into let them theory.
Okay.
So as we leave our listeners today, I want to pose a question to them.
Right.
Does the idea of letting go spark a sense of relief for you, or does it bring up some resistance?
What areas of your life might benefit from a little less control?
That's a great question for everyone to consider.
We encourage you to reflect on this and to explore how you might incorporate the principles of let them theory into your own journey.
It's a journey worth taking.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.